The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God, it's Friday night. You know what that means, don't ya? All right, folks, Spankwagon Radio, find us online, spankwagon.net. Good stuff. You okay with your mic there, Decaf? You only had 24 minutes to set it up beforehand.
I know, it ain't it. Did it come out of the mic? Did it come out?
It always...
Yeah, I know.
Come on, it's part of our shtick.
Shtick.
The most underprepared internet radio show on the planet.
Well, I've only been here 30 minutes. I mean, I could have did it, like, you know, it's best to do it on the show and fucking throw off the whole sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Do it so people know.
That I've adjusted my microphone.
That you needed some adjustment of your big black microphone. As opposed to your small white penis.
Hey.
And Murph is doing something over there. He's tweaking the audio or the video.
I was just making sure that the audio levels weren't too high as levels to hurt little Toe's ears.
Maybe I will bring that down just a hair.
Okay, enough of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Dot net.
If you're with us live.
.net.
Or you find us at archive.
Wait, no, we're not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's later.
Hello.
Pre-ejaculation.
Everyone. You know, I've said this before and I have to say it again. Quaalude Man is a great bit, but you really do sound like Stevie Carnarvon from Malcolm in the Middle when you do that.
Okay. I'll just take your word for it because it's TV show I don't know.
I'll take your word for it too.
But I'll tell you what, that door is open and I can hear the echo difference.
Yes.
You got it? Oh, thank you, Murph. Look at my little Titan bitch.
We didn't have that long.
Run, young, run.
We didn't have that long to prepare for the show, right? We only been here for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Could have closed the fucking door. Studio door open. Hanging white ass open.
Studio door.
So, let's see. Spankwagon Radio.
Banana phone.
Ring. Banana phone.
Studio door.
Studio door. Fucking okay, like a barbershop trio here. Studio door.
Studio door.
Studio door. Oh, fuck us. All right, so spankwagon.net, we already got that covered. You need to go to the Cam and Chat, go to the site, and click on the Cam and Chat so you can watch us, listen to us.
Yeah, you can see Trencher's pretty face. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Trencher.
Yeah, it's only because I have a jaw now.
You know, seriously, we need to get a light over there so we can tell when Decaf's in the picture, especially when he was wearing
black. I can tell he's in here when he smiles. It's sort of our Afro Steve Jobs, though. The black mock turtlenecks and the...
Yeah, say boom. One more thing.
Boom, one more thing. What?
You're not quite selling me there, Steve Black. Black Jobs.
Speaking, I got to do this right here and right now. I want to say something. President Obama.
Fun.
How do you like that?
Well, that was what you took it out with last week. President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so great.
It is nice.
You know what?
It feels good to back a winning horse for once. Yeah. 8 years of fuck.
Oh, tell me about it. Actually, we got a hold of this book of postcards that you send to people.
Yeah.
That is 8 years of apologies. And it's postcards you send out apologizing for George Bush's various actions or inactions or things he's done to, like, dear economy. You know, dear social welfare or dear respect, you know, weird shit like that. But it's you send it to actual people or groups.
Yeah.
As an apology letter.
Nice.
For my last president. So funny stuff. But you know what? Talking about it, I've already seen the negative shit. Someone and driving one of their piece of shit Mustangs down the freeway. Right. And I'm seeing on the back of their window, America. And it's like written in like, you know, that drippy lettering.
Yeah.
America, 1776 through 2009. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I bet you he even has the cross and gasoline in the trunk.
You know, he must.
Oh, my gosh. All right, before we derail this, boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Find us live, spankwagon.net. If you are listening live, get your asses in the chat room. Watch the video.
We got a lot of people in there already. We see Reverend, Toe, and Radio X UK, to name a few,
yep,
who aren't us. So we love seeing you in there. More people need to join into that chat room. It's very lively.
Also, if you feel the need to call in, let me do my best Zuzu impression. You can call 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Will you get up and dance for everybody on the camera? You know, I gotta say, I'm sorry. It's not the same. It's not the same. I won't play it until she comes back.
Now, epic fail.
Yeah, no.
Sarah Phelan.
Snack foo. Return to base.
Speaking of Zuzu, I did speak to Zuzu this week. I told her she is missed. She does miss coming in. We're still trying to get that situation resolved. That's the end of that conversation.
Fair enough. We got a lot of stuff here. I got some audio to play, some advertisements.
Oh,
we got to cover that a little later.
You know, do we want to do that now or do we want to wait?
No, I mean...
We'll wait on that.
We can wait on
that. This is called a tease in the radio business. Speaking of the radio business, hopefully tonight joining us, fresh from, I don't know, whatever taco stand he usually broadcasts from, the Big Mexican from Comp 92.3 should be here in the studio with us. He's trying to make it over here.
What are you laughing at, dude?
Oh, I'll let him tell the story on that one if he wants to. Also, all we're right. Going to talk about some news, some current events.
I got Irish Mandingo in the house, too.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Also, apparently, I have to make a public apology.
This is a first.
There's a public apology that has to be made.
Wait, you actually have to make an apology?
I have to make a public apology. Apparently, I said something that offended a few people. Okay. Anyway, what else?
What a shock.
What else do we have going on tonight?
We got a few news items that we sent back and forth, so we'll cover mm-hmm. that. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about politics, a little bit about the economy.
Very cool.
Because the economy's in the shitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, we here at Spankwagon Radio, we always are thinking of our listeners.
I also want to talk about how Obama's all Obama's policies are being written for the next 4 years, and the man's not even in office yet.
Seriously, holy shit!
Everyone's already decided what he's gonna do, what he should do, how he should do it.
Already, black man is breaking down the stereotypes by getting to work.
I've been to work early all week after he got elected.
Oh shit! I got an inspiration and a mentor now.
God damn, nigga rose the bar on my ass. Oh, what else we got? We got anything else?
Well,
we
at least
talk
we
about?
Know our president doesn't have a nickname like Pookie. You know?
Did you see? They released the of course the Secret Service every year or every presidency since God what. Way back in the day, they had those the presidential nicknames.
Oh, I saw that.
And Obama's is Renegade.
Is it Renegade?
It's Renegade. You know what? Let me find the list here real quick because it's actually kind of an interesting list.
Was Bush Spain? Who was Spain? What's someone with Spain?
Spain.
Spain?
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Trent, you know why these names came about, right?
I want to say it's just so that way when they run operations, they can run under covert names.
Yeah, back in the day before encryption.
Yeah, before encryption on like wireless walkie-talkies and stuff like that. They never escorted Mr. President. They actually escorted, in this case, they escorted Long Duck Dong. Whoa, what the fuck is this? Long Duck Dong is showing up on my scanner. What the hell?
So they go, I guess the term now is incognito.
Incognito.
We're going to go incognito. Your name is Renegade, nigga. I mean, just Renegade. Obama's like, no, Renegade nigga works.
Yeah, well, you know, Renegade, can you imagine if John McCain would have been voted? Well, in comes the Maverick. Oh, fuck. No, it's not Maverick. No, it's not McCain. Well, it is McCain, but it's not meant to be Maverick because Maverick's McCain. No, wait. No. Can someone please clear the channel? Well, now they don't have to do that because like, they could do encryption on fucking walkie-talkies. But
So would you – how much would you pay to see the top secret presidential papers?
Not a dime. I just wait for the
25 years.
The 25 years. Wait. Here we go. What would be your top secret name? What would you want to be called if the
your Secret Service code name? What would your Secret Service code name be?
Yeah.
Sexual chocolate.
Okay,
sexual
something
chocolate
that's a stretch.
Is on the plane. Sexual chocolate is on the plane.
Well, what would yours be?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine? Asshole.
See, I know Decaf, by the time he gets elected, be yet another darkie has entered the plane. The actual nickname, let me give you the list of ones that they've got here. Barack Obama's, his is Renegade. His wife, Michelle, hers is Renaissance. His daughter, Malia, is Radiance. Sasha Obama's is Rosebud. I like this one. Joe Biden's is Celtic. Very nice. And
would
his,
it be Celtic or Celtic?
I don't know. It's could be either.
Spelled the same.
Spelled the same. Said the same. And his wife, Jill, her code name is Capri.
Capri.
So very interesting. You know what were the I had a list earlier.
There was a joke list that was out there.
Yeah.
Probably cracked or so something.
Do they have past presidential ones?
That's what I'm looking for right now. There are
Wikipedia.
Wait. I know. Reagan. Old fuck.
Let's see here.
No, don't say that about me.
There's a bunch of let's see here.
America?
Okay, so I got a whole list of them here. I tell you what, let's make a little game out of this. I'll give you one. You try and guess which president it is. Okay, and I'll only use presidents, okay?
All right, fair enough.
So right off the front here, Dasher.
Dasher.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say...
Bush first.
No.
I'd say...
Oh, sorry.
Clinton.
No, that was Jimmy Carter.
Carter?
Jimmy Carter. Let's try...
this is going to be, painfully bad.
They said they had a one term.
How about Lancer?
Lancer.
Mondale? His VP?
Lincoln.
JFK. JFK, Lancer. That was JFK's. Let's see.
Can
here.
We do something less reindeer?
Yeah, no kidding. How about Rawhide?
That's George Bush.
That'd be Bush.
No, it's Ronald Reagan.
What?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan was Rawhide. Come on, it's Reagan, a Western actor.
Very good point.
Rawhide.
Well, I will go Western actor. Let's I don't think he was in here. A lot of Westerns.
How about Timberwolf?
Minnesota. What the wolves? I don't know.
Timberwolf?
Johnson?
I'm running out of presidents.
What here. Johnson?
Tell me when did they start the nickname so we know.
I
what
think
years
they started. They started in like the I want to say like the mid 50s or 60s.
Oh, okay. So,
we only have like five to pick from.
Okay, yeah. So Eisenhower.
Eisenhower?
Ike? Well, I'm going to say Johnson.
Actually, that would be George Bush Senior.
What fuck?
Now I've got some other ones.
Okay, you know what? You know what? If this is being called over a radio. Yeah, I have no fucking clue who this is, so you win. I'm confused, Secret Service.
Now, the Secret Service not only has names for the president, they also have names for their family, but there's also names for other celebrities.
Hey, by the way, Reverend Hammer says, my Secret Service code name would be Bad Mother Cart Pusher. I ain't giving you a bad motherfucker. I'm giving you a bad mother cart pusher. Your past here. Will always follow you.
Speaking of Mondale, by the way, his was Dragon.
Dragon?
Let's
as
see
in
here.
Peter or as
exactly.
In...
Fencing Master is the Secretary of the Treasury. Fireplug would be the Secretary of Labor. Let's see here. There is Hercules, which is a counter sniper response team.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then
Hercules.
Getting Principal is Principal. Actually Prince Charles. Napoleon was Frank Sinatra. He did have a Secret Service detail there for a while, and he
Why?
Was watched by the Secret
oh,
Service.
Oh, because he hung out with Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Pat Nixon's was Starlight.
Pat, okay.
Let's see here. Jesse Jackson. You want to guess what his is?
Run, Jesse, run.
Hybe Tail.
Wait. Ball cutter.
It's actually Thunder.
Thunder.
Let's see here.
Thunder?
Volunteer. You want to take a guess on that one?
Volunteer.
Hmm.
And you should get this, Trench.
Intern.
Volunteer. Who would be the fucking volunteer? Now I'm not getting it because I'm supposed to get it.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
The name.
Because
the
he
person.
Didn't. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. A couple of others because it not to stretch this out too long. Let's see here. Eleanor Mondale was Calico. Let's see. Theodore Mondale.
Irish Mandingo in the chat room says, my codename would be Cracker.
Alexander Haig's was Clawhammer.
Damn,
Rose right Kennedy's was Coppertone.
And Murphy's is Pasty White Bitch.
That'd be me. Amy Carter, Dynamo, that was hers.
Why was it Dynamo?
I have no idea. okay, here's a good one.
Did her daddy give her the name?
Pope John Paul II. You want to take a guess?
Dice.
Old fuck.
Halo.
Oh, come on. That's too easy. I was going dice like for Holy Roller.
Yeah, no, it's...
Wait.
Here.
His was Dio. Holy Diver!
So Irish, this is kind of an interesting list.
Irish was like, was Monica cigars?
Monica was cigars. Nice.
Monica.
Oh,
incoming Cuban. Incoming Cuban. Or would that be outcoming Cuban?
It would be outgoing Cuban. Outcoming Cuban. One more just to wrap it up. Dan Quayle, what do you think his was?
E.
Potato. Any guess?
Dan Quayle.
Hey, Tard Boy. Elephant. Elephant.
Supervisor. Actually, his was supervisor. So,
is that with an E on the end? Supervisor.
Supervisory.
I gotta say, I think Renegade is probably the. Bill Clinton's was Eagle, which is kind of cool. But I think
Big Mac.
Renegade might be the coolest
Renegade.
One.
Renegade is Renegade. Awesome.
Well, and then his wife Renaissance.
That's awesome.
Which does really point back at the things. I'm already seeing the references to Obama and Camelot, which is making me a little uncomfortable because next thing you know,
he's gonna be another Kennedy.
Yep.
I do worry about that.
I've already seen it. Someone said, well, after the Americans made their elective choices, someone said, I hope that another American chooses to exercise their Second Amendment right to revoke that, or in the ultimate veto.
Ugh, disgusting. So, that's just totally disgusting.
You may not respect the man, but you have to respect the office.
Exactly.
So. Thurman should have been racist. Fuck. Strom Thurmond. Nice. Oh, boy. So, you guys want to talk election? You want to talk the whole? You want to talk this up here as Decaf types away?
The Decaf's in the chat room. He's hanging out. That's not that we actually read the shit, but he has to type the shit.
He has to. So nice. I love me some nigga bitches.
And who?
That's how he went out. He's like, any last words, Strom? I love me some nigga bitches.
And who doesn't?
I sure would love some collard greens.
Did I tell you?
Judging by your experience last week, I guess you do too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of which.
The lap dance.
Or the wedding.
Well, I don't want to talk about the wedding. The wedding was the wedding. But, yeah, it's kind of funny that, because my man Trench here, dude, he found himself the first piece of black pussy he could find in that place and had it jump on his lap.
Yeah, but the problem was, and I'll tell you, and I said it last week, my hands were ice fucking cold because I now... Because
all the blood was being directed to the lower regions of your body.
Pretty much. But my hands were ice fucking cold. It's like a problem I have nowadays when I get cold, my hands like are just frozen.
Wait. Let me see if I got this right. When you get cold, your extremities chill.
Yes.
Oh, my God!
But it's bad. Like, you would think I would be dead, as cold as my hands can get.
Well, I do know a certain individual who will say that you are rather a cold fish.
Yes, I am. So, and the problem was, though, is I went to go put my hands on her.
Hey-o.
Hell yeah. And she literally almost jumped through the fucking ceiling. Like, just. So, epic fail.
Sarah Phelan.
Epic Phelan for me on that one.
Wow. Yeah, the bachelor party was cool. I've never seen a best man and a bachelor or in the bachelor jump up and leave after an hour and 10 minutes.
It was so weird.
But
and the wedding was
the wedding was the wedding.
Good food.
We lost another one.
All right. So the wedding. I wanted to hear about it for 15 seconds. We talked about the bachelor party so much last week. So 30 seconds, 50 seconds each. Describe your wedding experience. Describe your wedding experience.
Wait, our wedding's experience or our experience at his
wedding?
No,
our experience at the wedding.
Well, okay. The experience at the wedding, for me, it was just interesting to see all the people that I don't know and just to see the big differences between the groom and the bride and their friends.
And the music.
And the music. Oh, God. It was nothing but country and hip-hop. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Do we need a gun rack in here, too? Come on. It was nice. It was definitely it was very pretty.
Very nice.
Her dress was really nice. Awesome. And you know, I gotta say, you don't see the veil all that often. She had the veil, which was kind of nice to see. It was very pretty, and I had a good cigar.
Yeah, you did. It was interesting to see a bee in a tuxedo and clean and with a haircut. I was actually thinking
He looked like a maitre d'. Are you kidding?
So he had a haircut. That's what amazed me the most.
No, he shaved. That's what amazed me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah,
one of the lying-ass motherfuckers.
Look. Here's the thing, okay? There were a lot of people there that I didn't know, and our group is generally pretty exclusive. We don't really talk to new people. You should know that, Decaf.
Yeah.
I spent a good portion of the night outside with our man Josh, who comes, we see him once every
6 months.
6 months or so. He lives up in Reno. Comes down with some cigars. I'm outside smoking a cigar with him and Steve, the one-legged wonder kid. And then Trench's wife is out there smoking a cigar with us. That was cool.
So it was nice cigars, good shit.
Yeah, really nice. There were some nice Monte Cristos. They were very, very nice. He got a couple of torpedoes and then one of the little shorties. She had the shorty. The rest of us had the torpedoes. Bullet cut. And it was an open bar. so you could definitely tell the bartender realized that no one was going to give him any tips because we're all broke. The beginning of the night, the drinks. Woo! Oh, wow. It was reminiscent of the time I spent in Canada with the Shriners. By the end of the night, dude, it was like, here,
soda.
I'm going to splash a little bit on the ice and then fill the rest with soda. It's like, come on. I was drinking Jack and Cokes, too. And it's a little disappointing.
Damn.
Yeah. But all in all, it was a nice event. It was pretty.
So 10 being highest, out of 1 to 10, what do you think about the wedding?
Well, the wedding.
The wedding itself was nice.
The wedding itself was nice.
I'd give it an 8.
One of the interesting things that happened, though, was the best man had to leave.
I know.
After the ceremony. His wife, I guess it had surgery and had to go. And B had a bartender friend of his come up and give the toast, which I thought was a rather interesting choice, but that's his choice to make. It's his wedding. So
It's funny when you hear from another person that you hear from other, you know, when they describe events. Like I heard earlier, it's like, oh, it's just some guy the bartender didn't know. And best
no,
man
it wasn't
just
even
left.
A guy. It was
the
a
best
chick.
Man just
oh,
left. And then I find out why the best man left, and I find out, you know what I mean? It's a whole different when you hear from somewhere else.
And the bartender was actually a chick. It wasn't a guy. It was one thing that did catch me off guard, and I have to say this, and if they're listening, I apologize if I offend you. You could really tell who had put some thought into what they were wearing and really could tell who didn't. I had on shocked the hell out of people. I had on a blazer, I had on a tie, Trench had on a tie. My son had a clip on, and the groom's brother had what looked like a shirt that he usually wears to work at Circuit City, a pair of jeans, excuse me, the cuff rolled up about 6 inches, and blue vinyl Nikes.
Now, who wore that?
This was the groom's, or the, excuse
I
me,
never
groom's,
saw
this was
dude.
The bride's brother. Apparently, it caught me in the middle of the ceremony. So,
I will say this though: whoever that huge boobed redhead was,
that's the bartender.
That was the bartender.
That was the bartender chick.
Fantastic!
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was a winner,
and she's not a spank wagon this week because you didn't do your fucking job, Murphy.
Dude, I don't know that chick, and I'm not really.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah,
you have family there.
No, I just no. Didn't. Hey, that didn't stop me from flirting with Trench's wife the whole night. His wife was hitting on me like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, she is kind of freaky
when
he's not around.
You know, I don't think that's necessarily it. I think it's just because her and I are so frosty normally. You know,
no.
We're very her and I are very.
Really?
I never
noticed.
Yeah,
that.
You guys butt heads.
We butt heads. We're very frosty to each other normally.
That
when the both of us get a couple of drinks in us, it's like fuck it, let's put it aside, and we're just It was nice. It was refreshing. I even emailed her the next day. I said, "You're a lot more fun when I get you drunk and put a cigar in your hand." Didn't get a response back, but I sent her the email. Speaking of that, we do have to segue. Let's go to a break real quick. And when we come back,
we'll segue right into this break.
When we come back, Trencher has some very interesting
my numerology life stuff.
Shattering epic world-changing news that will absolutely affect every listener at Spankwagon, everybody who watches Spankwagon, everybody on Spankwagon. This is some epic Sarah Phelan shit right here. So let's go to a break.
Spankwagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
If you'll join us in this song, I think you'll recognize it when I start it. Let me get a card.
1, 2, 3, 4. Always remember, others may hate you. But those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. And then you destroy
yes, he was okay.
Well, I'm not a crook.
He was the president everybody hated.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Crook, crook.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook. As a flower, she grew.
And all of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, crook. And as a fair young flower, she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
Poppycock.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Because people have got to know.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Their president's a crook.
I'm watching history remain.
Crook, crook.
He went to a special place in heaven.
I have never obstructed justice.
Call your Belinda.
We don't have a good word for it in English. Poppycock.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook, as a flower she grew.
And most of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, crook, and as a fair young flower she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. We'll see you again.
Richard Nixon died today.
We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. Au revoir.
Holy poop sticks. You know, Mandigo was asking about this in the chat room. What was this song? What was this?
What this is, it's a mashup out of Best of Booty 2008. It's from a guy named Party Ben. Song's Galvanize the Empire. I don't know if there's any more on this or in this way, but if you go to Best of Booty, just Google it. It'll take you to like their main site where you can get a lot of their the whole CD is online for free. Download it.
That's actually really cool. You know, I make fun of you for a lot of your eep op or music, but that's actually pretty damn cool.
Well, this is all my mashup. I mean, I love mashup stuff, so that's where I found this stuff.
You know what I may have to do one night? Is one night during Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LV Rocks every Tuesday nice. From 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific, midnight to 1 Eastern, also on Fox FM.
Thanks for the invite.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to have you come down, and we'll do a mashup night and have you introduce people to that. And Decaf.
Cool.
No. Nobody wants me to do shit with that.
No. I got a plan for you and me for something for a show one night.
Get the fuck out of here.
I was thinking a Motown night. What do you think? Go back. If you're going to talk rock and roll, you got to talk about the roots, which means you got to talk Motown. You got to talk blues.
I love Motown music, but you ain't going to have me on there, right?
Why not?
Because you don't love me.
Oh, that's not true. I'll cuddle with you.
Speaking of not
who
being
raps who's around?
Speaking of not being in love no more. You thought it was going to come from Murphy, didn't you? You thought it was going to come from Murphy, didn't
you? Give me some of that. Now, make sure I've got the camera on you. Here's one of the things here at LV Rocks, at Spankwagon, we love to do, and that's brutalize each other.
Big time.
This has been uncomfortable for a while now.
Yeah.
So, Trench?
Uncomfortable now. Well, okay, first off.
Look right in the camera.
Well, no. Let me explain the very interesting thing that, you know, October 30th has a very significant date two ways now.
Devil's Night.
Three ways now. But it's very interesting because, okay, first off, I have to say this, and I'm doing duress.
Let me help you out.
Don't say a word.
Go back. A couple of months ago.
Oh yeah.
And we had Locke in the studio, and that was our the psychic guy who came in. Who, by the way, I saw driving down the road not too long ago, which totally freaked me out.
Yes, has a car.
Yeah, apparently he's got some money doing this shit. He said some interesting things that night.
Oh, totally interesting things. Well, let me give the whole story here a little bit more in detail. During the summer, I left, and you guys handled the show wonderfully mm-hmm. without me, and had a lot of hot chicks in. Jealous of that. But when I got back, I was really, really out of it. I mean, beyond out of... I mean, I'm a quiet guy, really, in all honesty. And Murph, you nailed it right a couple weeks ago, and you know, we repeated last week. I hate everybody. You know,
nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nothing wrong with that. But I was beyond quiet.
You were sullen. Sullen at a very interesting point.
Very interesting reason. But what I was going through is a lot of just a personal issue that, you know, I was coming to terms with and realizing I needed to move forward on.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened...
Trencher found out that he actually likes men.
No.
No. Oh, sorry.
Not at all. Still like it, women. But anyhow, I'm going to start sounding like King Hesh. I'm not going to look at the fucking camera. I'm going to talk to my friends.
Then talk to your friends on the camera.
Hi, friends on the camera.
This is so great. He's so uncomfortable. Are your balls sweating yet?
Yes. I'm going to have to go get a blow dryer. Anyhow, and stuff it in my pants. So
blow something.
Okay. So basically... You know, I was out of it. I mean, you guys at home have no clue because when the mics were on,
we love you, Trench.
Yeah, right, shut now, up, Brad. When the mics were on, I was normal. But the minute the mics went off, I was like, meh. Well, anyhow,
so that's why he was such a douchebag for that.
Yes.
Now, Trench can.
But Locke came in. Locke came in, and Locke did the readings, and he looked at me and he said, there's something more going on. You know when the end of things are happening. You know when things come to a close. Okay? Basically,
The numbers he gave were also very interesting in things as well.
Yes. But you have to go back and listen to it. Find it if you don't have it. It's not in the long-term archive anymore, but still. He made a very interesting mention about things ending. And it really resonated with me because just 2 days before...
And let's go to a break. When we come back from this break, Trench will tell everyone exactly what happened 2 days before his psychic encounter.
Stank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
This is not a love. This is not a love.
That was a very asshole thing to
wasn't
do.
It though? That was a torture break right there.
That was a torture break.
So before we left, we were telling you guys that we had the psychic in the studio, and he made some interesting claims or some interesting
observations. Or whatever you want to call it, you know, that he does. But mm-hmm. he nailed a couple things. Now, when it happened was he mentioned that, you know, things ending, and I see things ending, and da-da-da-da-da, and the fact that I can see when things need to end. Well, 2 days before, and this is what freaked me out. I was like, oh. 2 days before, Michelle, the whiff, and I have decided to get a divorce. Yes, you're hearing it for the first time on the air. We decided to get a divorce. And to be completely honest, as weird as it sounds, this has been the most amicable thing ever. I mean,
it's not amicable. You guys are cracking jokes about it.
We're cracking jokes about it. We carpooled together to go file the paperwork. We realize that absolutely, positively, we do not love each other. Honest to God. I mean, that we don't.
It took you that long to figure it out, huh?
Well, I'll get to some of the interesting number aspects of this soon. So we decided to get the divorce, and 2 days later, Locke says this. Now, another interesting thing, and I'm sure he'll just like munch the numbers and go crazy, but we started dating on October 30th, 1994. The divorce came through and has been signed by the courts, October 30th, 2008. So exactly 14 years to the day that that relationship has spanned. And it's technically, legally, and contractually over. So I am a divorced parent. I am a statistic. I wasn't able to beat my dad's record of 18. Oh, now you're going to applaud. I don't know.
I don't know if it's an applauding one.
You know, I don't know if it's something to applaud
I
either.
I don't think I will applaud because of the other factor involved in that.
I'm going to applaud Trench. I'm going to applaud Mark. Let me tell you why.
This will be interesting.
As long as I've known Mark, he has lived and died by the status quo of who he is supposed to be. Mark has this picture in his head of who he is supposed to be in life.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but Mark, again, will go to the end of the earth to ensure that he maintains that. This is now Mark unscrewed because he is now at a point where he doesn't fit anymore. And the little formulaic cookie cutter life that all of us think that we have to live, you know, I have to have the house and the car, the 2.4 kids and
right.
the dog.
And which we had, the two pets and we, you know, my beautiful son and I had my Mopar muscle car and my beautiful house and, you know, in Green Valley. So little ritzy, you know, I achieved all of those goals,
but no longer. So Mark is going to get a chance here to redefine himself as an individual. And that excites me.
You know, that excites you, but I hate to break it to you. It's going to be the most boring thing since C-SPAN.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're going to discover.
I've seen it.
You're going to discover new kinds of pussy, and the world as we know it will change. I can just see you coming in one day, hungover,
I don't drink.
Smelling like three different scents of perfume and a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve.
Back to the 50s.
Well,
what the fuck?
Well, see, I don't club because I think, you know, anything that ends is not really something to really apply.
No.
But hold on.
But this is where we get to comment on
but
your life.
I know for you and your situation, what I know, that it is better for you, you know, not to be married to her because there was no relationship really there. And that I understand. Mm-hmm. But what constantly crosses my mind is your boy.
Well, you know.
Now that she's going to take him to Iowa with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know, it's hard to applaud. If it was just you two and it was over, I could applaud. But with a kid involved, it's hard for me to really applaud it because
now,
there's going to be a lot of adjustments.
Let me put a spin on that.
Because I am the one who, when I said this, you know, the relief was there. We were both really happy that, you know what, okay, we both see this. We're both acting in the way that we should. Because as a parent, when the parents get older, and they're still married, and they're not happy being married or living together or anything, it's going to go sour, and he's going to be exposed to that. And we decided, you know, we are able to crack jokes. We're able to.
Which is good.
Yeah, we're able
most
to.
Most divorces end badly.
Like I said, we both drove. We carpooled together to We the People is where we got our paperwork filed. It's here in Nevada. We filed. Mm-hmm. We even, you know, she paid the extra money, so we didn't have to go to the COPE classes for the extra classes and the counseling classes or class. you know, I mean, we both were like, okay, this is cool. We still live in the same house until December. She's in one room, I'm in another. But we're both doing everything we can to minimize any impact mm-hmm. on my boy. Now, here's the next trick. With my boy, not trick, but I decided, okay, you know what? We're done. Move to Iowa. And she was relieved because she was afraid I was going to be like one of those psycho Lifetime TV dads mm-hmm. and want to keep this on and, oh, he's mine. No, I want him to go to school and go to a state that isn't Nevada, isn't Vegas, that has a little bit, a lot more higher education standards, that he has a chance to actually go outside in the summer and play and not have to fear getting ran over by a car. Not necessarily abducted because I'm not that freaky about people here, but being ran over by a car or actually have space to do things. Mm-hmm. So that makes me happy. I even went so far as to recommend, I'm not going to say names, but I have a friend of mine who is in a very similar situation, and I said, you should live with him.
Trench is making the right move on this one. And let me say this. This town is not the greatest place to raise kids. I am constantly nervous about my children here.
Wow, that turned out fine.
Exactly. You and I are perfect examples why people should not be raised in this town. It takes a man to be a father, but it takes a strong man to know when to let his boy grow up. Now, Trent, don't get all weepy out
I'm
on me
I'm not weepy.
Here. Now, Trench here has an arrangement where not only is he going to be able to help take care of his family, he's also going to be able to go out several times a month.
A year.
Several times a year.
I wish it was a month, but that'd be a little expensive.
Yeah. Now, there are other airlines that offer – I need to talk to you about some of those. A friend of mine just got a flight back to go see his family for the weekend for $19 each way.
Wow.
There, he is making a concerted effort to make sure that part of this is him going back and seeing his boy. And that's important. You know, and in this day and age of telecommunications and teleconferencing, it's going to be good.
It's going to be fine in that sense because I'm going to be able to go back and forth between our flights. But also, it was something interesting we did during the summer when the ex and the son were in Iowa is I chatted with him every other night on Skype or on AIM.
Well, let me tell you something. From being a... from a broken home, and I'm sure all our houses were broken.
Yeah,
I'm more than others.
And I never, you know, even though my dad wasn't there all the time, and you're going to do a much better job than my dad probably did. You know, I still love him. I see him, and we do, you know, nothing's really lost with it. So it's kind of like I think people over-dramatize because everyone sees the TV, they see the movie,
oh, yeah.
and they see how the kids are like, oh, I hate my dad because he's not around and all that stuff. And that's really not the case. As he gets older, he'll understand why, you know, it came to an end. But the important thing, as long as you're there, as long as you call, as long as you show up, I'm telling you, those little things right there will help. And then as he gets older, he'll understand, you know, the bigger picture of the situation.
And there's going to be times in the future where he's going to be able to come out and spend the summer with you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Certain vacations, things like that.
Well, and something that the ex and I were talking about was I'm going to become a novelty. So we have to watch out for that because it's like, oh, well, I can just go to dad and dad'll do. And no, you know, one thing I will say is that even before we did the divorce, I mean, one thing we both were focused on was the proper parenting of the kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that above everything we're doing with our current situation with being divorced, it's still living in the same house, finding, I mean, you know, anything I can do, I'm doing to help make sure that not only is he going to be okay, but she's going to be okay as well, because she's going to be raising him.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, I never for a second think that she's going to be one of those psycho ex-wives.
No, not
you know,
at all.
I think Trench Jr., he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He, it's going to be a little bit different for him, but, he's going to be in a good environment. Her folks are out there. Mm-hmm. Your remainder of your family's out there, aren't they?
I'm not close with any family.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, I technically am an island. I have, the people I consider family is actually what I put on my MySpace. All of my friends are my family. I don't have...
Does that make me the creepy uncle?
Yes.
Awesome!
Black sheep. So the point is, though, I mean, all my friends are my family. I've always considered it that way. I've always believed that way. Now, I do have family, and I do have some family that I am close to, my stepmom, so on and so forth. But, you know, I am not worried. I'm not worried about anything. People were giving me a hard time because I said to move in with another guy. I don't care. Other people give me a hard time because they're like, you know, well, actually, let's talk about the wedding thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, this is why I hoped we would have this conversation after. At the wedding, Trench was part of a brand new comic book from Marvel. He was at the ex table.
I was at the ex-wife's table. And I made a joke. And I was like, okay, that's pretty funny. And actually, gee, that was, okay, it wasn't totally funny, but it's funny.
He was there at his table with his ex-wife, my ex-wife, my son, his son, and I think... who else was at your table that was
One-Legged Wonder Kid.
One-Legged Wonder Kid. Josh and Mel weren't there. No, they were
yours and Omidon and the Editor Pro.
And the Editor Pro, yeah. But he's at like at the X table. And it was just, it had to be slightly uncomfortable.
It was a little awkward. But at the same time, next thing you know, we're all kind of just joking about it. And it's okay because, again, you know, we realize there's nothing there. There's nothing there. The only thing we had in common was the child, and that's just not what a marriage is supposed to be about.
I do have to say this, though. You guys do care about each other as people, though. You're not completely uncaring. It's like, fuck that bitch. I hope she goes over a cliff.
Absolutely not. No. As a matter of fact, her car died, and I was right there, and I changed the battery and got her car running. You know, I mean, I'm not going to... You know, I'm not going to abandon her as a person because, as a person, she's great.
Well, I tell you, what's just as good as a great marriage is a healthy divorce.
Oh
where
yeah,
you were actually rational and stuff because some people
totally rational.
Like I know with my wife's cousin, her husband, it's like everything's irrational. It's like everything's, you know, between them, everything's a fight.
Just a fight.
And you know, everything is like, oh, your father this, your father that, oh, your mother this, your mother that. And, you know, so then they'll come back and forth and, you know, use shit to go, you know, ammunition at the parent.
Have you noticed you and I, for those of you that don't know, I'm divorced as well. I'm on my second marriage. I was dumb enough to do this twice. my divorce was very, very, the divorce was somewhat amicable, but the relationship afterward has actually gone to friendly. That was one of the reasons my ex was at the wedding. She's friends with B, but more importantly, she is friends with all of us. And it's very interesting to see how people have gone from this, oh, I fucking hate my ex, da-da-da. You see more and more of these amicable relationship ending.
Look, all I can say is I've spent 14 years of my life with this individual. You know, I spent 14 years from, literally, we were high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
You know,
aww.
High school sweethearts, through college, child, two houses, multiple cars. You know, and it's just...
Some sex toys.
Yeah.
edible panties.
Never.
edible remember, boxers.
You forget who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know.
I have no libido. And you guys think that's a joke and that's a bit for the show?
No, he really doesn't.
No, I really don't. That's one of the reasons.
He's sexually apathetic. That's the best way to describe
totally
it.
Totally best way to describe it. The whole thing is, though, it's, you know, I know this person very well. You know, this person knows me very well. All we can do is make it amicable because we both realized we both were adults. We both realized, you know what? The foundation isn't there. The house has fallen over. Let's make sure the house, you know, let's fix the fucking house.
And the better relationship you guys have now, the better it's going to be in the future.
Oh,
I mean, there's going to be issues that are going to come up and there'll be some little things. But I think for the most part, I think as long as our generation, which is unfortunately going to be the most divorced generation of all time, as long as we realize that just because you're not married to someone anymore doesn't mean you have to fucking hate their guts.
Now, the question I have for you is, was most people there at the wedding? Because it's mostly everybody you know that was there, right? Was anybody really, like, talking about it, like, kind of whispering, or everyone was just kind of like... It was just like pretty much your divorce was like a scoreboard game, you know, of a game. And it's kind of like, you know, the game is over, and kind of just like people just went on with lives and no one said anything.
I will say that there has always been a little bit of people going, yeah. Oh, yeah. But at the same time, if they were just to be adult as we are and ask us what's going on, we're telling them.
Well, you got to look at the group of people involved there.
We're all kind of nuts.
We're all kind of chatty Cathys. And I think one of the most interesting things I heard that night was, hey, do we start sticking up for Mark now, or do we have to wait till the paperwork's done to do that? So it's like, no, you can stick up for him now. So how does this change Spankwagon? Simple. This means Trench now has even more time to dedicate to the show. And finding mashups. And
all right, guys. That website didn't get all that fucking nice for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Spankwagon.net. A website for you at the cost of a relationship.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing when I was home alone the entire summer.
So just to make it even more interesting, folks, and we're gonna move on from this. The only person who's really benefiting from Trench's relationship going down the toilet is me, because I get to buy his house dirt cheap. So we've said it before, Trench lives 5 minutes from me.
Spoken like a true American.
Excuse me, my friend. I realize you're going through some difficult times. Mind if I profit off of your misery?
But you know, that's the thing.
Hey, why are you raping me?
Wait. Let's talk about that, because it isn't the fact that you're raping me or you're taking advantage. I came to you.
Oh yeah,
because I'm okay. Look, you guys have to understand.
Wait. There's something that I think you're missing out on here. You ready? Watch this. Just watch this. Let's get the camera on Trench. Hey, Trench, you realize that you're basically handing me $100,000.
I absolutely do.
Trench put $100,000 down on his house when he sold his house.
He told me.
And the value has gone down in the house. You're handing me $100,000. And that's why I'm telling you here live on the air, when we do eventually work through this deal, if anything ever happens to where we sell the house or something like that, you can expect a check with quite a few zeros on it from the wife and I.
I don't expect anything.
I don't
in
care
return.
If you expect it. You're getting it.
Look, you have to understand.
Actually, I should give it to you in pennies.
That'd be funny. And then I'd expect that. But the whole thing is, look, you have to understand how I think, how I process things. I don't have a lot of stuff. I didn't get an Xbox until this summer. Why? I don't live anywhere near where my means are. Or where my means could afford me to. I live bare minimum on everything.
You're a cheap motherfucker. That's what it is.
But I don't need a lot of things.
This is such a segue to what we're going to talk about. But I don't want to change the subject is.
We'll do it. I don't need a lot of things. I don't want a lot of things. I've learned as a kid. I grew up poor. Welfare. My mom didn't pay the rent on several apartments, so we moved a lot. I know the value of a dollar.
Now, that being said, though, I know what you do hold valuable, and that's experience and things of that ilk. And that's why, even though we're going to be buying your house, Trench's car, his tools, things that he holds very near and dear to himself will be safely stored in the house. We're going to be keeping his car for him. His comic book collection will be safely stored. It will be held for him to a point where he can take it somewhere on his own or chooses what to do with it. I don't want you to have to get rid of those comics. I certainly don't want you to have to get rid of that car. If you need me to hold your nice big-ass TV, I'll hold that too.
Actually, what kills me is my 9-foot-tall, 8-foot-wide bookcase.
Oh, the one that you just put up.
The one I just put in.
Those are really nice,
too. Those are beautiful.
Those are going to be great. Those are going to hold all my Xbox games wonderfully. I got to rub this in a little.
This is fun. No, actually, and I don't care. Because I know that one of my cats got sick and defecated in the carpet in the closet, and I can't get the smell out. And it's now going to be your carpet.
I'll just cut that fucking carpet.
Yeah, I know. I will help you with that. Actually, but the thing is, I know I have to live within my means. And so I know I need to be able to do that. Now, what I'm interested in, and you might be interested in, maybe this goes into your psychological aspect, but this will be the first time in my life that I'll live alone. Because before, in high school, I lived, of course, with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And my mom went nuts and moved and abandoned me. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, she could have. If the law was there, she would have driven me to Nebraska.
Left you in Nebraska.
And left me there. they're correcting that this weekend. I had a roommate until I got married. I got married. Now I'm divorced, and I'm going to be living on my own. I've had several roommate offers, all of which are great, but I...
You need to take this
I
time.
I want to... I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest with all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with everybody in here, all my friends. And I've said this before to all my friends, even the ones who listen to podcasts. I need to figure out who I am. If this is who really, truly who I am, great. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's something interesting that can happen, I'm willing to explore that. However, every time we have gone out, I am the worst person to go out in public geez. With because I am an asshole. And if that's who I am,
and then he
fine.
Says randomly at one point, like, all right, I'm leaving. What, dude? What?
And that's when everything happens.
No, where are you going? Come back. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how you become as a person. I'm really interested to see
how
you grow.
I just, you keep saying things like, oh, I'll never see you. You'll never visit. Dude. You know what? There may be a couple weeks where I can't go into my former house knowing you are sitting on $100,000. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Actually, at this point, I think it's only 50, but yeah.
I think it's only 5.5 cents. The point is, you know, I'm still going to be friends and I'm still visiting.
This is the advice I will have for you for your change.
And we'll, you know, we'll move on after this because this will be a good defining point.
Yeah, and with the whole thing about you going out, and what I kind of try to, you know, what I told you is like, you know, be yourself, but be open to do other things.
Exactly.
You know? So don't be like, so, okay, well, I know this is the point where I usually just jet and fucking leave. You know, be like, okay, you've done it. I've seen done it a couple times now where it's like, you know, let me hang around a little bit longer, see what happens. And sometimes you got to expect, sometimes you go out nights, nothing happens at all. You could be like, okay, I've just been here for hours and fucking wasted time. You know
watching,
what I mean?
Watching drunk chicks with pink hair and large boobs and big, big overbites.
But at the same time.
Yeah, and you leave and you miss us rickrolling the entire bar.
Exactly. I know.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what happens. You know, sometimes it just takes time. So the only thing I do be is just be patient with it. You know, I know the going out thing is going to be all new. And it's not so much in the city that you have to go out all the time and stuff. No. You know, just hang out and just, you know, get loose and look comfortable.
Right.
That's one thing that's wrong is that you look uncomfortable. So when you look uncomfortable, other people feel uncomfortable because they like I was kept up feeling like I was holding you there. You know what I mean? Like a hostage situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. You just got
to
kind of
you have to understand something. I have been literally dating and married to the same person since I was 17, 18. So the difference there, again, is the fact that I don't have the same motivations when I go out, you know, and I probably I won't for a while. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know. Now, one thing I can say.
Hold on.
One thing I can say, though, is money. You know, we always are talking money on the side. And yeah, I know Murph's making his joke of pennies, but
No. I just changed your lower third. It says Trencher, single and ready to mingle.
Oh, Jesus. Thanks. So, money, though, speaking of money, one thing I've done, and this has irritated you, is I've looked at several different parts of the valley to live in. And I am
You're killing me, Smalls.
I am so money conscious. I'm so cheap.
I figured,
I'm going to live off of Decatur and Sahara again because I like the area. But because I will counter the extra $20 a month in rent. Well, actually, it's less in rent still. And I'll save money. I'll save over $200 in gas costs so I can spend and save up more money for flights so I can fly to Iowa more often. I am penny pinching down to a penny, down to the
best part, though, is all of that money that he's saving is going to go right out the window in renter's insurance and life insurance costs. And how much is it going to cost you every time you get stabbed?
Oh, it's covered because my PPO covers it.
Yeah, PPO covers stabbing.
Yes. Yeah, get a stab.
I ain't going to get stabbed. You know what? I'm going to be right across the street from Big Daddy's favorite karaoke spot. Literally.
That might not be a bad
Which
idea,
Which means
though. You're moving back into that complex? Is it the same one you were
in
before?
No, next door.
All right, guys, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have the big Mexican from Comp 92.3 on the phone. We're going to talk about his Douchies Awards that are going on and why we're not on the air tonight. So.
All right. And that note, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
full of dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
you know, the interesting thing is here is they're all questioning their audio now because it's the same thing we played when we did the little mean fake break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just played a little snippet of that. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, live here every Friday, spankwagon.net.
Greatest internet radio show ever.
And joining us on the phone.
Let me get the board up.
Bring him up there.
He's up.
The Big Mexican. Are you there, sir?
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Hey, there he is. For those of you not local or don't know, this is the Big Mexican from Comp 92.3. What are your
Go ahead.
So tell everyone when and where they can hear your show.
Just whenever somebody calls in sick. No, I'm on the weekends on the overnights. I get to hang out by myself, run around naked in the station, and just have a bunch of fun.
All right, okay, bad visual right there.
Yeah, dude, because we met you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not that big. Don't let them tell you that. Oh, you're like 5 pounds over.
What, over what? Over you? Five pounds over the belt?
5 pounds hanging over the belt. That's right.
When we met the Big Mexican, it was at Comic Oasis during the Mark Millar signing.
That is right.
That was a very interesting evening there.
Yeah, it was. I was there just kind of hanging out, and a lot of boozing actually going on that night.
Yeah, that was fairly well drunken insanity, especially when we went to the place afterwards. So,
yeah, comic books and booze are kind of a weird combination.
For you, for me, that's Tuesday. So now, you have a show on Comp.
Yes.
The weekend show. What's really, why would people want to listen to your show versus just, I don't know, listening to a certain podcast?
Well, I'll tell you what, like, one thing I'm really big on is requests. I hate the fact that corporate radio plays a lot of the same songs over and over and over. I'm tired of hearing Nickelback 25 times a day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Nickelback, so, they do play Nickelback today. Yeah,
oh, they do.
Nickel what? Anyway.
Whoa!
So, I said Nickel, come on now. But I throw in like some Anthrax, some Maiden every now and then, really deep cuts from Pantera and just, you know, just whatever somebody wants to hear.
Did you say Pantera?
Yeah, I play a lot of Pantera, Drag the Waters,
oh,
5 Minutes Alone.
When I talked to him the other night, he was on his way to the Dragon Force show. I was like, holy shit.
I haven't had Pantera since, like, 80.
So, yeah, I'm actually, this weekend, well, the next couple of weeks, this started last week, I started doing, Biggest Douchebags of the Year, and I wanted to involve you guys. And because, hand in hand, you know, Spank Wagon, Douchebag, you know, it's all good.
But so, we're not there tonight.
Exactly. So I ran it by my PD and being corporate and, you know, see, I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds, but I will complain, you know, about some things. This corporate radio just said, let's not have those guys on there.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
why the
I'm
fuck
like,
not? Well, I understand the fucking FCC rules, motherfuckers. I understand it. What?
Do we need to send, like, a fruit basket or something to somebody? Like, please, you can let us on. We won't curse all that much.
We won't say cunt, tits, fuck, shit.
You know what? I was waiting for your call, and I was like... what am I going to say? And you guys know what the first words I'm going to say. I told you guys, right?
Go ahead, dude.
No, I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to do it when I finally make it into the studio. Because I've been a little busy, so but it may seem like I'm being a little flaky. I just want to let you guys know I'm not being flaky. I'm just a really busy guy, and but I'm going to save it for the day that I actually come into the studio.
Cool. All right, man. Now we do have some things coming up here in the future that we want to have you in. You know, we're trying to get Haley Young in again, and she said she's going to take the fire hydrant sized ass plug. We've also got another chick who wants to do anal ring toss, and maybe we got some trannies or something coming in. So,
dude, that was like 18 FCC violations in 5 seconds.
Violation! But when we you do... Know, go ahead, dude, go
quick,
ahead.
You know, as you guys are saying this, I'm turning down the volume because my mother-in-law's in
the Speckwagon, these your mother should not hear on the radio.
Oh. So who are you talking to? It's these guys on the internet, and they have girls that come in, and they try to put sticks in their asses and throw rings onto it. I don't know. You know what? You should bring her down. We'll introduce her to Foxy, one of our transvestite
right.
porn star friends.
Yeah, yeah, that'll work.
Oh, shit. Well, look, we really want to have you in, man. Trust me. We got to make it work.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta find some time away from the kids and the family and take a few hours to be the Big Mexican away from the station. So definitely I'll come by. We'll work something out. We'll do this real soon because I'm sure we could have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's something I wanted to ask you about. On your MySpace page,
yeah.
What the hell is that little avatar that you use?
Watching the little Mexican guy?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
That's just my alter ego, El Super Mexo. I usually have my Outlaw Radio with the Big Mexican logo on there, but It was looking a little old, and I was like, I like to switch it up every now and then. If you look on there also, you'll see one of, I had Webster take a picture with one of our station stickers, and I'm standing behind him, and I look like I'm fixing to eat the little guy. So.
why do Mexican families always got kids screaming in the background? I can say it because my wife is Mexican, and every time I talk to her when she's out of town, all I hear is kids in the background. I'm like, God damn, family's in town, huh?
And I got a bunch of them too. So
you need a new hobby, dude.
Cable. Why do you think I work all the time?
Oh. I have a wagon and a trailer full of kids.
Holy shit, man! All right, so again, tell the people where and how they can listen to your show.
Tonight on 92.3 KOMP, we also stream live online. But don't go to the website until after Spankwagon is off the air, okay? So we are LV.com. Click the comp logo and click the little listen live, and I'll be on there.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Mr. Mexican, sir, we're going to cut you loose. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Bye.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at that. We haven't even made it onto regular radio yet, and they're already blacklisting us.
We've been on regular radio, each of us. Well, you a couple twice.
Well, yeah, but not in our anywhere near our regular selves or our normal formats.
Or our normal demographic, no. But, yeah, I mean, obviously
our reputation precedes us.
When I was on Jody's show, everyone's all like, oh, we love DCAF. The only thing I could have said, one thing just to ruin the whole thing, I said, Barack Obama for president. Oh, fuck DCAF. He's the worst thing on your fucking show. Get him the fuck off the show.
Well, we know they loved the nerds, and they loved arguing with me. So, no, and that's great. But you know, internet radio, again, just to stroke our ego, we rock. And because we don't have to worry about that, at least in this sense, in our environment at LV Rocks.
But really, do guys, if you're going to be up later, it's midnight Pacific, listen to him. He really is a funny guy.
Good show.
His show is really good, and he's a good.
I was trying to load some Nickelback in the background.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to hear him with all the kids in the background.
How is that my fault? I was going to load the Nickelback. That would have put the kids to sleep.
Oh. I know you guys want to say something about the girl screaming in the background. I had to get out. Except for what she was to say, Poppy!
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 Mama! Mama! Does that happen every time your wife, you know, every time you call her?
You remember when I called her from Mexico, from California?
That's right!
You hear like 45 fuckers in the background? Yeah.
What is that all about?
Bad. That was great. Okay, so we got to move right along. Do you guys want to talk football? Do you want to talk commercials? Or do you want to talk the economy?
You know what? Let's go into the commercials. Let me get those queued.
A couple weeks ago when we did the pre-recorded show, we decided
the first half of the pre-recorded show.
The first half of the pre-recorded
show. When you were actually here in studio.
When I was here in
studio. Not the good half.
Yeah. We also decided that we would lay down some actual recordings for Canis and for Dan over at canishosting.com, the guys that are nice enough to give us our web space for the site and for some other sites that Trench is working on secretly in the background.
Oh, you've found them.
So only the Canis one, not the other ones.
Not the no. I've all, that's all we're doing tonight. Yeah, okay. We.
How do you find them?
I'm good like that, yo. So we spent an hour in the studio just recording the show, but then
2 hours,
an hour and 47 minutes recording promos. Now, normal people that are doing things like this would, I don't know, write things down, script things out, come up with some ideas beforehand.
But a Spankwagon.
Not us. Our whole process was done live and off the cuff.
Every aching minute. Because I got tired of it after about, 1 hour.
No, we kept drawing it out.
You get tired of talking to yourself. You get tired of yourself after 15
minutes. You know what? The funny thing you say, you know, talk about the living alone. I realized one problem I'm going to have. It's going to be the quietest place on earth.
I know it
because
is.
I don't talk if I don't have to.
I know.
Oh,
we realized. I see that at my party. Shit, you were there 1 second. Okay, then you were fucking gone.
In my defense, that was during the time where I was coming to terms.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but anyway,
I missed free boob flashes too.
Oh yeah, he did. Can anyone else hear that, or is it just me in my
it's
phone?
It's just you.
Yeah. So we laid down some recordings. Now, in true Spankwagon style, of course, we had to do it in bit mode.
Because we're bit hack radio.
Yeah. I don't want to do it in the order that we did it, but let's bring up One of the darkies. Bring up one of the darkies. I think there's two in there for him.
I got one only.
Oh, just one. Okay.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches.
I forgot that.
I forgot that I came back.
Motherfuckers.
Oh. I forgot all that.
Oh, again, absolutely no preparation. None whatsoever.
Shit, it auto-played. Let me kill that.
Yeah, we'll kill that. So, I think you did... We were going to do one first, and then...
Yeah,
it didn't quite... Then we did a different one, and then you did this, and that just... We were... The best part about this is my face hurt after doing that. I was laughing the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
I played the whole session for my wife the next day. She was rolling. Dude, her sides hurt. Just listening to us. So, one of the interesting things... We will eventually post... All the entire session unedited. The entire
hour and
recording,
40 minutes.
The hour and 40 minutes. You guys think we rip on each other just because it's an on air gag? It really isn't. We were just tearing each other apart for no reason during the recording of this. Now, earlier we made mention that when Trench does his Quaalude Man bit, which is really funny, that he does sound like Stevie Carnarvon from Malcolm in the Middle. Now, if we're gonna play Radio XUK, come and go. If we're going to play this, we have to set the ambiance.
What is he doing? Oh, shit. You're going to turn off the light? okay. Ambiance is set. It's a little dark in here.
Now, let me see if the camera can see you.
Don't put the camera on me because it won't see me.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, it's nice and dark. Trench, get as close to the light here.
I've got a counter here in front of me.
All right.
Am I playing this one?
Yeah, go ahead and fire it up. And bring down the mics.
Oh, yeah. One thing Spank Wagon Radio loves is some Canis Hosting. Oh, yeah. Awesome quality web hosting. Starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com.
Oh my God, that's horrible! Oh, Jesus, that's horrible.
Oh, God.
If anything, because I overdid the
We may have to re-record that one, but it was definitely.
I think it's good.
That was just to get the levels right.
I like it good because it was fucking genuine. That's what makes it good. Everybody always wants the perfection. Let it be shitty. It's fucking funny.
Oh, we found shitty that night. We spent 40 minutes recording the one promo.
That one promo was
40 minutes, us going over and over again. No, don't say that word. Say this word. No, don't do that. Do it like this. You know, I think you should say it. Well, I think we should say it. I think you should do it like this. It started out. No, wait. Let's not give this one to Dan. Let's do this one for us. Oh, my God. Dude.
I got one more, by the way.
What?
I got one more here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That just made me so uncomfortable when we were doing that, when you were doing the Quaalude Man one. I couldn't look at you while I can't look at you when you're doing that voice.
I can't look at anyone because when I do that voice, I want to laugh every time. And one of you guys will like, you'll sit there, I'll see Decaf hanging over the desk, and then I'll just see his whole body go up and down.
I can't look at you. I have to look away.
Oh, you know what?
It's so hard.
I haven't edited it up. Do we have another audio cable over there?
No.
Oh, you know what?
No worries.
I want to play one, the one that I did, but I want to do it when you know who is out there.
Oh, you know what? We'll work on getting that queued up here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll find that. Now, play the last one. This one was actually the first one we recorded successfully.
Oh, this is a success. 30 minutes in. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
You sound like you got like your jowls have like escaped your face and are ready.
Just my Nathan Explosion impression, I think.
It's brutal, dude.
All right, let me see if I'm gonna take my headset and hook it into this.
Dude, that's not metal. That's not metal at all.
All right, you know what? I got my jump drive. Hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna unplug my headphones. I'm gonna plug it in here. I'm gonna find that specific one real quick. Decaf. Why did you tell people about the inhumanity that happened in that studio that night? Just how fucking wrong it was. Some of the things we were saying to each other and doing to each other.
It was pretty wrong shit. The thing is, it was after doing half the show, right? I think I was already tired as hell, but it was so fun doing the second part. And the thing is trying to actually make something. What's the word I'm looking for?
Actually, something out of a shit sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. You actually try to polish a turd. You know what I mean? And that's
which
the thing
on MythBusters
like,
they've done.
And it's been some shit. Now the one that I haven't heard tonight, and I don't know if it disappeared or whatever, but you definitely will hear when we post it. You know, the hour and 40 minutes of it. Jeez. was our our fucking
nah.
Our Japanese one or whatever the fuck it was.
Hello, I am Professor Huffington Liu.
I'll tell you guys.
And I want to tell you that the internet is the greatest thing I have ever invented. I was working in my lab in 1836, and I had these two cables. I called them Cat and Five. What I did then, amazing. I put them together. I made the internet. It was beautiful stuff.
What? That wasn't it.
That wasn't it, but it's that fucking was funny. Funny as hell. So the thing is, we're trying to orchestrate like some of these things. There's like we're trying to make it official, especially the second part of it. You know, which you guys will hear. The second part of it, we're trying to make it so official. It's like what Murphy said already earlier. You know, it's like, oh no, go with this. No, we go with that. What if we try this? What if we try that? What if we try this? And how many failures do we have?
All of them,
dude. It was you like, sure all no of those all of them whatsoever.
Yeah, no, all of them were bad. Everyone. Not one good one.
So much so that Murph. Now, remember one thing I said during this process. I said, you know, we really should put the audio separate, record our voices, and then mix them together. Murph said at that time, no, this is great. This is fun. This is great. The next day.
But he wasn't wrong. It was great.
It was great. But the next day, I get a message. You know, dude, we really should record these separately. I'm like, fuck. I knew it. I was right.
Did you finally find the audio, or are you still didn't find
it? I'm trying to find one particular piece that I really want to play.
Okay.
I got Reverend Hammer. What the fuck? Yes, we are talking about ourselves because we love
I
ourselves.
I did find the Sarah Palin retarded baby one, though.
Hello! I am Sarah Palin's retarded baby. Yay!
Oh, my God. And that, you know what? That's the fun part is, first off, we, you know, and we're going to shill here for a second. We do love Canis Hosting. I mean, without them, we got shit for internet. So we do need to tell everybody out there, canishosting.com, go order up the package, order up something. Next time you want to host a website, even if you want to make an anti-Spankwagon website, do it off of his site. Just because that's the way you should do it.
And we've had some great uptime off of that. We haven't had any issues.
I have not had any downtime. And as a matter of fact, one thing I really, 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 really like is when I had to emergency rebuild the website after I fucked it. hard. It was all. I was able to do everything off of Fantastico, which is cheating, but I like Fantastico. What can I say?
Fantastico.
It's fantastico.
Fantastico.
All right. Did you find your fucking audio?
Yeah, I found it.
Got it on my jump drive yet? We're done stalling for your fucking ass.
Wait, is he here?
I don't think he's here. They have been showing up until like 5 minutes before their show or 5 minutes into their show.
Oh, smelly crotch? I mean, did I say that out loud?
Critter cunt? What?
You know what? Let's not play it yet. I don't want to do it until they're here because that's the best part.
So basically, you want to do it as part of right before.
Yeah, I want to do. All I right. want to make sure we do it when they're
so
here.
So why don't we switch gears while you're getting that on?
Grind, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. What the fuck transmission do you have? It goes ding, ding, ding.
Went the trolley.
So So how many friends have you got from high school that wrote you? I want to talk about the classmates one. That's pretty funny.
You want to talk about that?
The classmates, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And the article. Let me see. And five. Okay, so I'm trying to get the background because I know Murphy posted this in our you know, our chats for tonight. But I guess it's a guy named J.R. Raphael.
Hi, I'm J.R. Raphael.
He said, five reasons I hope classmates.com gets sued into oblivion. Now, I wonder if you guys, I don't know if any of you guys, because is it worldwide or just in the U.S.?
I think classmates is just U.S.
It's just U.S., yeah. Right? So Radio UK probably don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But there's
you didn't go to school?
Probably didn't go to school either. But
blimey.
But there's a classmates.com where the whole supposed thing is you graduate a class, you look in the class, you find people from that class, and you can email them and everything like that. But there's a catch to it. I mean, you can go in. I think it's like so much you can do for free, and then afterwards, you can email people, but you can't get replies or something like that. So what they'll tell you to sign up is like, oh, you know, if you sign up for the free one, then they'll tell you, well, for, you know, $15 a month or whatever, you could talk to, you know, you could email, chat to some of your friends because there's like five friends, you know, waiting to talk to you after you sign up. You know, the next day is like all of a sudden five motherfuckers want to talk to you, right? So then when you go and you sign up for it and you pay the money, there's no five people that want to actually talk to your ass.
Now, the really interesting thing about this is, and they actually, I do believe they have been sued about this, or if they haven't, they're going to be sued. You'll get emails saying, hey, this person wants to talk to you. You want to respond back to them? Buy our service. You buy the service, you find out that there was no person that wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
It was a lie.
It was a lie. What they're doing is they're using that database of names of people who have names that are part of your class, you know, because it's perfectly targeted. I graduated in 1995 from West High. Okay, everybody, you know, no one wants to talk to me, and quite frankly, I don't want to talk to any of them.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. Reverend Hammond made the best point. He said, the only classmates from my high school I want to talk to, I do already without a website. The rest of them I don't give a fuck about.
And that's exactly it. You know, reunion.com, classmates.com, all they're there to do is to make a buck for themselves, which is fair, but don't lie. Don't say that five people want to talk to you, decaf, when we know ain't nobody you want to talk to because you owe them money. Well, maybe they do want to talk to him.
So let's go over the points that this guy has. This guy wrote this article called Five Reasons I Hope Classmates.com Gets Sued into Oblivion, which honestly is probably the greatest article title I think I've read all week.
Yeah.
His number one right there is classmates.com has been filling our inboxes long enough. God, I can't even remember how long I've been getting spam for those
spam
guys.
Spam forever. Ever. Then you see, then you go click, you know, or you go to somewhere, then you see a picture of Obama like blinking and shit.
if you look on their consumer affairs complaints page for the company, it gives you an idea of how long they've been spamming people. There are dozens of complaints from the last month alone. And the Better Business Bureau gives classmates a C+ rating, and the reason is the number of complaints filed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just brutal. I mean, spam is spam. That's why you use Gmail or you get Gmail to host your mail server. And a lot of that spam does get filtered out. The next point is the company racks up plenty of billing and service complaints.
I got a call.
Uh-oh.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Man?
How you doing?
Not too much. I was calling to find out what's...
Turn down your radio.
Turn down your radio, dude.
Turn down your radio, dude.
Listen, I sound like a real radio professional there.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I was going to be on the radio. I was just calling to find out what's going on.
Dude, you got to turn down your speakers, bro.
You need to turn down your speakers. Thank you.
Okay, how's that?
Hey!
We're just chatting about classmates.com being a complete fuckery.
Isn't that what girls do, go to classmates.com?
Well, girls and creepy guys who want to find girls that they had sex with in high school and see if they still want to have sex.
That means they're the same age as they are. Aren't you, what, young shippies?
Yeah.
Hey, if I boned her once, there's a good chance I can get action again.
Now, let me do this real quick. This is Derek from Comic Oasis on the phone. Coming up here in a couple more weeks, you're going to be in studio for the Saturday Morning Cartoon Challenge.
That's right.
See, I like calling it the Saturday Morning Main Event. See, that's kind of cool because you get a wrestling thing and you get it.
Neither one of us are wrestling, so.
so there.
Oh, see, now Murph bought a Speedo just for you.
I was
going to
say, dude, I got a singlet just for that. Shit.
So have you actually used classmates.com or?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Fuck no, that's for white people, yo.
I mean, I just don't care about the people I went to school with. It's like, I mean, I just don't see the point, you know? It's like, if they want to fire me, like, get a phone book.
Shazam said, "Fuck classmates," and there he buried her, and they have 12,365,000 kid betters.
Hey, Derek, say someone did want to find you. Where could they find you at?
Oh, well, Comic Oasis, 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard.
Nice.
www.comicoasis.com.
And there's hot white chicks, hot white chicks that work there.
If you go to LV Weekly's site and type in Neil Gaiman, there's a picture of Holly on there. She did something with . You got a picture signed by Neil Gaiman, so everybody can see Holly on the LV Weekly. I think that's what it is.
Las Vegas Weekly.
Now you guys just did that signing there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It was really, really cool. I mean, Neil Gaiman was telling some great stories about, you know, coming to Vegas and hanging out with Penn and Teller and all the stuff like that. I'm a really good guy. I hope everybody has a chance to come out and, you know, check him out. And then on Saturday they had the comic book festival. That was really, I mean, it was cool. I mean, really and truly, the guys just hanging out talking comic books. So it was a bunch of geeky guys. But we had a thing at the Mix, you know, on top of the Mandalay Bay, where, you know, it's like everybody's, you know, all these comic book guys are up there, you know, drinking. And,
oh, up
know.
At the Foundry Room.
Foundation Room.
Or the Foundation Room.
Yeah. No, is it the Foundation Room?
I think so. It's
Foundation Room at the Mandalay Bay.
That's expensive.
Oh, okay. No,
that's
sort of the Mix at the very top or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't get to hang out at these swank clubs or whatever without, you know, escort.
What were you going to ask?
After Halloween, because I took someone to the airport, so I was coming back on Halloween, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was coming back, so I stopped by Decaf's favorite spot, you know, on Halloween to see what was going on, and I was like, it was even worse than it was the last time.
Oh, wow.
You know, we haven't told that story yet.
We'll wait till we get you in the studio in a couple weeks. We'll tell everybody that story.
Oh, you didn't tell the story?
No.
Let's tell it now. I mean, we teased it already once tonight. Let's tell everyone what happened. So after the last time we had Derek in the show, afterwards we went out and had that horrific dinner.
Yeah, that was
whack. which I've never seen so many drink orders screwed up in such a short period of time before in my life.
Or the fact that they couldn't get a salad right.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, we have the salad, but we don't have the right lettuce. So we'll give you this lettuce and not give you the dressing you wanted either. Derek, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. I remembered how bad it was.
And then Derek's salad, which I've never seen anyone order prime rib on their salad before, but...
I'm a red-blooded American. We want meat.
There you go.
I'm an American. But then we went to Decaf's little spot there and did some karaoke. All of us were there. Now, I've gone numerous times. Never once have I got up and sung anything. And we're looking through the books, and goddamn, Derek is like, "What are you going to sing? What are you going to sing? What are you going to sing?" I'm like, dude, "I'm not singing shit. I'm sitting here to look at the hot white women and make fun of people who can't fucking hold a note."
Dude, I think you're stretching it with hot white women. Let's go with, you know, okay white women.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's one with the buck teeth, and I'm sure Murph was all about that. You know, being British.
She had great tits, but man, no. Oh man, that girl was wrong.
Trust me. Cute, trust me. But, karaoke, you know, 2 in the morning is only okay white women.
What was the one that really drunk? Well, they were actually nice. I'm not insulting, but just not going, like, you know, we don't want, like,
but that would be the whole thing is they're cool. They're cool to hang out with, to talk, whatever. If you want to spend $20 to get $10 drinks, you go to the club, you can see 5 women.
<That's exactly> right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want free karaoke, cheap drinks, you're going to see okay white women, and so with Snaggletooth.
But,
Narn.
What we did do, though, is that I'm looking through the books and I saw a song and I said, oh shit, that'd be so funny. Next thing I know, Derek has leapt from the table, much like a leprechaun chasing his gold, and
get off my lucky charms.
Are you making fun of his height?
The lack thereof. Derek runs up to the DJ and says, "We're singing this," and I'm like, "No!"
And you know what? The funniest part, I go in. Okay, I'm going with these three guys. You guys are on the radio, and I'm thinking these guys are going to be cool. They're going to be all energetic. And you get there, and it's like, what a bunch of douchebags! Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
Whoops!
and I'm like, they have no. It's like we're going to sit here and, like, you know, beat our puds, but not really. It was, and then I'm like, we got to do something fun.
Well, the thing is I do more, but you guys are dragging me down. I was feeling bad. I was like, oh, I can't talk to nobody. Can't talk to
nobody. What are you talking about? You were the life of the party. Dude, every loser there knew you first off. They were
fucking
like,
social butterfly and
yeah,
shit.
Wait. What? How many different pet names did you have, Decaf?
I got a lot of them.
I think someone actually called him Gorilla Monsoon at one point.
They did.
Hey, big baby Buddha. It's like, what?
I still have the picture on my phone, by the way, of Decaf in the pink wig.
I think I'm the most nicknamed motherfucker in the city. I got like 8,000. And nicknames,
but so he,
and Harry Potter you don't talk about.
He fucking runs up there. Next thing I know, dude, I'm standing up there with a fucking mic in my hand, and we.
I got the two hands pulling me up. See, this motherfucker pulled me up there, right? Oh, help me, right? So I just sang like one note and just backed away. So he's forced to sing it. And I tell you, they fucking were full force of that motherfucker. I said, that was probably the best song of the night.
I got this quote I live by. It's by my main man, David Lee Roth. He said, anything worth doing, worth overdoing. That all balls out.
Derek, tell everyone what the song was.
It was a little Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
You Rickrolled a bar.
Yes, we did. Oh my God, that was the most. Oh, that whole bar behind us. As soon as you hit that chorus, and everybody's just singing that thing as loud as they can. Oh, I was losing my goddamn mind.
We're like the Pips, you know.
Yeah, this is it right here. Yep,
brings back some good memories.
Well. Oh man.
So, yeah, I went by there. I was like, oh, Deep Cap is probably going to be up here. I was like, I'll go by and say hi. I went by there. He wasn't nowhere to be found. So he must have been somewhere else on Halloween, I guess.
You know what? I came there at 1:40, around 1:40. And you missed me because I was in full fucking costume as a blue genie with the fucking painted face and the whole fucking costume and everything.
You mean the guy from the King of Cars?
The Chopper.
No, my blue genie. But, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from the King of Cars commercials. The Chopper. Oh, my God.
I thought it was pretty fun. That was pretty fun. I was going to go hang out with Decaf, and I was like, nah, he wasn't there. So I was like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
Screw you. Him.
Yeah, I came late. I was trying to get there earlier, but I was at another bar first. $150 for the costume contest. So
damn.
You won money?
Yeah, I won money. So
yeah, you probably had to spend that much in face paint, though, because, you know, your black-ass skin, it takes quite a bit to cover that up.
Oh, wow. We'll see. All right, so let me talk about this real quick. Coming up on Saturday, I think it's what, the 29th?
Yeah, it's on Saturday?
I'm sorry. Friday 29th or 28th. The Saturday morning thing threw me off. We are doing the contest, the Saturday morning challenge, or whatever gay thing Murph wants to call it.
Shut up.
And here's how it works. Murph has laid down a challenge to Derek, Comic Oasis, to say that Murph knows more about cartoons of the 80s and 90s than Derek. Derek says, you're full of shit. So.
No, I didn't call him full of shit. I said he should pick a punk ass.
Well, I'm calling him full of shit. So, okay. So basically what's happening is we are going to pit the two of you together with questions that are submitted by the listeners. All they have to do is email the question, answer, and a source so we can follow up and have discussion to radio@spankwagon.net. And I already have a ton of questions already.
Cool.
Now, here's where it is beneficial for the listeners. We're going to put everybody who submits a question's name into a hat. Multiple questions, multiple names in a hat. One person will be drawn to be on Murph's team. One person will be drawn to be on Derek's team. That person, if you win, will win a prize pack of local Las Vegas music and $50 in comics from Comic Oasis.
I got stuff, too. We got some cool stuff. So yeah. I was just in L.A. We got some stuff for you.
Nice.
Awesome, man.
So you will win a prize. This is the benefit. This is where you guys, the listeners, realize, oh, this would be a great idea to submit more questions to radio@spankwagon.net. And what we're looking for, cartoons of the 80s and the 90s, mm-hmm. We're looking for a question and answer and a source.
Now, can we submit our own question or we can't?
No. I don't want to have us submit our questions because we have so many coming in from the listeners.
Really? Wow.
So we do have quite a few.
Awesome.
We do have quite a few.
Couldn't get
in.
A single one of those motherfuckers to pipe up to win a Stan Lee t-shirt, but if it's the cost of embarrassing me and have me clean toilets in a comic book shop on a Saturday, they'll be all over that like white
rice. Well, yeah, we got to figure a better torture for you, Murph. But, yeah.
I mean, because we know your fetish with cleaning toilets, how you like to do that.
Only with your toothbrush, baby. We can come by. Look, if we need to augment the bet, I'm all for it. I have no problem with that. I just thought it might be something kind of interesting. But
basically, yeah. I'm thinking that if Derek wins, you're his bitch for a day. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a comic book.
Wait. When has he not been my bitch?
Oh!
Son of a bitch.
Fantastic. Look,
you know what? You're about ready to run out of that I got your ass Stan Lee credit. You know that, right?
I don't think he'll ever run out of
that. No,
never,
he'll never,
ever.
I'm trying to get you guys other guys. You guys just don't show up. You guys are whack.
We are.
We had issues that night. We had porn people. We're freaking out at the concept of them not being able to come on the show. Trust me, dude. Derek, honestly, we love everything you help us out with. We love it when you help when you're here in the studio. We love promoting
thank God you came to the show that week.
Oh, God, my birthday? Yeah, where nobody else fucking showed up.
You know what that – I mean, that's to give you a hint. It's like it was your birthday and no one showed up. That's kind of a hint.
Dude, that's story of my life, man. That's not exactly anything new.
So what you guys going out to do it? You should – why don't you listeners ever go up? Do you ever invite them to your spot, Decaf? Why not? Listeners get to meet you and see you sing.
See, that could be kind of inviting the listeners out to hear you do karaoke.
Yeah, and rub on you and stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there who want to touch on you.
Oh, good to see you spreading the love around tonight, not just focusing on my blank ass.
Decaf socializing. Socialism. I spread the wealth.
All right, Dick, hey, we got to let you go. We got to move on to a couple of things. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. I'll talk to you guys next week or right. Whatever.
Cool, sounds man.
Great. Thank
all
you.
All right, bye.
And that's comicoasis.com. They're here in Vegas at... what is that? At Cheyenne and Rainbow.
Yeah,
it's a great comic book shop.
You know what? I will say this: I don't like a lot of comic book shops locally, and that is a well laid out shop. Lots of good shit.
And his lots of good shit.
And back issues.
Dude,
back issues.
You okay? I was at Comic Place the other day. They have 4 boxes of back issues. That's it. Derek has these cabinets that are what do you say? Probably about 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
they're about 5 feet tall. Each drawer is about
2.5 feet
wide, and there's 3 of them each on each side of this thing. They are enormous.
Tons of back issues.
If there's something you're looking for, it's a good chance he's going to have it for you.
Oh, so we finally got that other thing. We got to play this?
Yeah, we got to play this. Make sure you turn it up there so that our listening audience in the green room can hear that. Listening audience, if you can hear us, we've been playing some promotions that we recorded for CanisHosting.com.
Our web hosting.
Our web hosting company, who we love dearly. Dan, love you. CanisHosting.com, your choice for
internet hosting.
I want to rock! King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Hold on, see.
Oh, God, what's the green room doing?
That was pretty funny.
Guys, we are going to have more of these here soon, and we are going to post the entire recording session. Oh, man. You know, we could take a vacation when we can just play that. Oh, Jesus.
That would work.
Now, we have been talking about contests. Whatever we were talking about before Derek totally sidetracked us. What was he talking about us? Something.
I have no fucking clue anymore.
We're moving on. We need to talk about the football contest that we've got going on here among the hosts.
We're at week 10 now?
We're at week 11.
Week 11.
Did you add up the score?
I've got everything up until last week. I've got to add last weekend. So the bet right now is, go ahead and you do that, but you never get it situated correctly because you're just bad at it. What are you doing? Why are you making this difficult and uncomfortable?
Okay, now talk.
Okay, so, this is me without a hat this week, guys. Look at how much fucking hair I have. Look at this. Holy shit. Fucking, I am rough and tough with my Afro puff. So, we have this little bet going here, and basically what it is each week, each of the hosts, almost each week, but a couple of times it didn't go so well.
Ah, bitches, I've been every week, and I don't even follow the NFL.
We pick 4 games. And pick the winners of those 4 games.
A simple, simple bet. Nothing technical about it.
No points, no spread, no handicapping, nothing like that. The interesting thing...
As the camera drifts away from you.
We got to work on that a little bit. There we go. But the interesting thing about this is what the wager is. We are all about betting our asses off in this studio, aren't we? the wager is the losers of this have to wash the winner's car after the Super Bowl in bikinis. This is brutal. Now, we need to come up with a tiebreaker, so to speak, in case we have a tie at the end. And I think that the best tiebreaker is going to be the most amount of weeks that you go 4-0.
Okay.
So if you, okay, you know, say Trench, you've gone 4-0, I think once. Decaf, yep, you've done it twice. I think I've done it twice. So flat out, if there is a tie at the end, the winner will be determined by the most amount of weeks you've gone
4-0. Perfect. Okay.
So that's it. Now, moving on to the actual standings. You can check these standings, and you can redo the math if you don't trust what I've done here. You go to spankwagon.net, check out the forums, and on the forums we have a sports section, which only has two kind of posts right now. Our entire football bet and someone about a Heisman Trophy. I don't know what that shit is. So, in the football bet, we have been betting here all week. I just want to point out a couple of weeks that were really interesting. Week 2, where... me and Decaf were hung the fuck over. We both went 0-4. And that week, Trench went 3-1. So I don't even know what the picks were that week. All I know is that like we got...
Well, you guys forgot to submit them.
No, we were both hung over.
Yeah, yeah.
We were both hung over the next
was
day.
That the, was that the 6 in the morning?
That was the 6 in the morning show. Yeah, we were out with... Lisa, Miss Fonda Cox. Yeah. We were out with her until 6 damn. O'clock in the morning. That's where I got drunk and went and slept in my car in the parking lot.
Jesus.
A couple of other weeks. And then week 3, you followed that up by going 4-0, Trench.
Woohoo!
And then one thing I've noticed is I am Mr. Consistent. I am 2-2 almost all the time. Week 6, we all went 2-2. Week 7, Decaf, you and Trench went 1-3. I went 2-2. Week 9 was very interesting. You went 3-1, Decaf, and then Trench and I both went 4-0. So up into
I have 2 4-0s.
You've got 2 4-0s. I think Decaf's got 2, and I think I have 1. Up until...
Didn't all of us go 4-0 this week?
I didn't look at this week's yet. I haven't calculated this week's. But leading after week 9, the point totals are as such. Trencher is leading the pack at 23-13. Decaf... you are at 500. You are 18-18, and I'm sitting dead center of the both of you at 20-16.
Wow!
So Decaf, you are in last place right now, but you're flat even, which is nice. You're not. You're none of us have a losing record.
Yeah, I was
right
gonna
now.
Say all of us are above 500%. You know, to use the baseball term.
Yeah, we're all doing pretty well.
And I'm gonna pass you by because I have a strategy.
You have a strategy?
Oh God! You live in Vegas and you have a strategy.
I take all my hits to the head. So. With this week being a very interesting week in football, let's talk a little bit about some of the games that are coming up. We had last night's game. Jets in New England. I honestly didn't pick the New England for that one, but I figured the Jets would be. Sorry. Without Brady, they're really not as good as they were. The Jets did wind up winning yesterday 34-31.
Wow.
Other games this week, we've got Denver and Atlanta. We've got Detroit at Carolina. Philly at Cincinnati, New Orleans at Kansas City, Baltimore at the Giants, Vikings at Vikings at the Buccaneers, Raiders and Oakland going against, or they're in Miami with the Dolphins, Chicago and Green Bay, which should be...
Thugs with a porpoise.
Yeah. Chicago and Green Bay 5 years ago had been a great game. We've got Houston in Indy, St. Louis in San Francisco, Arizona in Seattle, my Titans... heading down to Jacksonville, take on the Jaguars. The San Diego.
Now, where's your tape? Oh wait, you're not a 90. You're not wearing 90.
I'm not wearing Javon Curse's number. No. We do have San Diego, the Superchargers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dallas at Washington, and then on Monday night.
That's me. Someone's buzzing.
Monday night, potentially the worst Monday night game of all year. Cleveland is playing Buffalo.
I'm still waiting for Murphy to pick a tough game.
Hey, I've picked some tough games there.
You have not picked no tough games.
Hey,
man.
Hey, let's go back and look at some of these weeks. Let's go back. Let's go back to like week 7. Week 7 was a good one. Let's see your picks. Oh yeah, Mr. Tough Pick. You took the Titans or no, I'm sorry. That's Trench. Yeah. You took okay, well, week 7 you did have some rough picks. You took the Steelers, the Chargers, the Saints and the Colts.
Yes.
I took the Titans, the Steelers, the Dolphins and the Colts. So,
who takes the Dolphins? Even I know that.
Well, I took the Dolphins and it didn't work out too well for me. Let's see here. Week 8, let's see. Trench, you took the Jets, the Panthers, the Jags, and the Niners, which I didn't understand the math on that.
I don't know anything.
I took the Ravens, the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Titans. Week 8 was not an easy week. And Week 8, you took the Niners, the Jaguars, the Steelers, and the Titans. You and I are at least picking two of the same teams every week. So where do you get off saying I'm not picking anything difficult?
That's my strategy.
That's your strategy, huh? Let me just say something. This is how much of a homer I am, though. I pick the Titans every fucking week.
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't see you picking the Patriots every week. Neither one of us got our starting quarterback in there.
No, I have picked the Patriots almost every week. If you do the math, all go right through the charts.
Oh, it is not time yet.
Oh, it is.
It can't be time yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Go on the website. Check out the forums. This week's games, we'll have the posts in, and
by Sunday at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Sunday morning, they have to be in. If you want to go head-to-head with us, feel free to reply to those and put your picks in. See how you do against all of the hosts here at Spankwagon Radio.
Especially me, because I suck. All right, hey, you've been listening.
Yeah, you suck, but you're in first place. Kiss my ass.
You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We got a lot of people to thank. First off, LV Rocks. LVRocks.com studio.
Jimmy.
Microphones. Jimmy.
King Hirsch.
Putin playlist. Dwarf from Hell Radio. Fox FM. KC Host. Radio XUK. Dwar. Showdown Network. Steel City. And Trax Radio. Also, we got a bunch of people to thank. Derek, Comic Oasis, Big Mexican.
ComicOasis.com. Yeah, Big Mexican from Comp 92.3.
Oh, shit, we had two phone calls today.
We had two.
Yeah, that's like a fucking record of shit.
Don't forget, you can check out the Big Mexican Show tonight, midnight Pacific, and wearelv.com. Go and click on the comp link.
And I don't know about you guys, but what an interesting show this is.
Fuster cluckery like you wouldn't even believe.
All right, so what do we got next week? Anything special planned?
I got things on the pipe. I don't know what's going to happen.
You got a chick with a dick again. How much do you want to bet?
Hey, it's a thing with a pipe.
Hey-o.
All right, well, you need to check out the website, spankwagon.net. We want you to become a member of the forums. Check out the main site. Catch the latest episode of Rap.
Hey, Quaaloo, man.
Just interact, be a part of the show. It's as much your show as it is ours, guys.
I love Radio UK. Lastly, the chat room is a thing of beauty, isn't it?
Dude, it's because he sets his alarm. He just woke up.
You find us in the archive.
What? It's over? Oh, shit.
Also, don't forget to check out the VOD channel. You can go to our video link and you can watch old shows. I try to get those updated as fast as possible. And this is definitely a show you're going to want to watch over and over again. Mr. Uncomfortable over there.
Whew. All right, this has been the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, worldwide, baby.
We're done.
See you next week, kiddies.
Wait. Last words? Murph.
This is King Hash reminding you that you need to go to catershosting.com. When I'm not taking it in my butt pipe from some strange man I met in a bathroom. Or putting gel in my hair. I listen to spankwagon.net. Now it's time for the Poontang playlist.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.